School crossing guards play an important role in making sure kids get to school safely. But those guards work under dangerous conditions that can threaten their lives. In this three-part series, hosted by the AP's Haya Panjwani, we'll hear about the dangers of the job and the stories of those on the front lines. An investigation into police accident reports by the Associated Press and Cox Media Group finds more than 200 school crossing guards have been severely injured or killed over the past 10 years. This is part two of Disregarded.
We've heard what it's like to stand in traffic to help kids get to school safely, as well as the close calls that crossing guards say happen far too often. For one family, the job wasn't just dangerous, it was deadly. In Layton, Utah, crossing guard Stephen Nguyen was killed while working his post. Jennifer Nguyen is his daughter.
An elderly woman ran a red light, actually ran through several indicators that she should have stopped. And just struck my dad with tremendous force. If you read his autopsy report, not even a hint of slowing down. And thankfully we are pretty sure that he died almost instantly. There was a first responder who just happened to, not because he was on duty, but just happened to be stopped. So it was a red light. It's a very busy road. It's a busy road. It does have a light, but it's still a busy road. It's the main street. I believe the speed limit is 40 miles an hour, but it's a very busy road. So everybody else, several cars were stopped at the light because it was a red light. But this woman, for whatever reason, just missed several indicators to stop, including my dad and his reflective vest and his stop sign, and just hit him with tremendous force.
The Associated Press and Cox Media Group reached out to several federal agencies, including the Occupational Safety and Health Administration and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and found that there's no systemic way of tracking crossing guard injuries and fatalities. School crossing guard protection remains a patchwork of state and local policies, with no national standards or reporting methods for keeping track of when such workers are hurt on the job. Federal data analyzed by the AP shows that being a crossing guard is among the most dangerous jobs in the country. Only New Jersey and Massachusetts have made a serious effort to track crossing guard safety. Reporters from the AP and Cox compiled data from police reports requested from nearly 200 police departments. The data shows more than 220 guards were injured on the job over the last 10 years. More than three dozen were fatal. The data likely undercounts the number of guards injured and killed across the country. Drivers who hit crossing guards rarely face criminal charges, even if the injuries to crossing guards result in death. Of the incidents examined by the AP and Cox Media Group, 25% of the drivers identified faced criminal charges. In Nguyen's case, the woman was detained at the scene, but
she was free to go about her day. In fact, she is contesting that there is no reason her driver's license should have been suspended, as if killing someone isn't enough of a reason to have your driver's license suspended. When you start to look into it, there is rarely ever jail time. Usually it's just a $1,000 fine and something on your record, and that's it. There's very little punishment for killing someone.
Nguyen's story is not an isolated one. Last year, 61-year-old Stanley Brucker was working as a crossing guard at Fort Mill Elementary School in South Carolina. He was struck by a car as he was holding a stop sign and directing traffic outside the school. Video captured by a passing school bus shows a vehicle striking Brucker and flipping him over the car. He died from his injuries. Brucker was the fourth crossing guard to be hit or killed while working for the district. After his death, many of his colleagues refused to show up for 2 days after it was determined the accused driver wouldn't face charges. Despite the incident being caught on video, local prosecutors declined to charge the driver. Brucker's family sued the district, accusing it of placing guards in unsafe locations along a busy highway, pointing to multiple past incidents. In response, the district denied fault and argued that Brucker knowingly and voluntarily assumed the risk of injury or death by taking the job. Both the district and the driver have asked for the lawsuit to be dismissed. Attorney Rutledge Young represents the Brucker family.
He was being directed and controlled by the school district at the time that he was killed. That was part of his responsibility given to him by the district.
In a similar case in 2017, Hunt County, Texas district attorney struck and killed crossing guard Christine Sandlin, who was 87 years old. She was hit in front of the elementary school where she worked and later died. A special grand jury returned no indictment on account of criminally negligent homicide, citing insufficient evidence. Walker remains in office. With an inability to measure the risk this job holds, it's difficult to see how dangerous the job really is. The Bureau of Labor Statistics publishes survey data for on-the-job injuries and deaths across most industries. School crossing guards are included in a job category with road construction flaggers. An AP analysis found crossing guards and flaggers are in the top fifth for on-the-job deaths rates. In the final part of the series on crossing guards, we explore efforts to improve safety and the ongoing struggle to recruit and retain guards. This audio series was produced through the Associated Press's Local Investigative Reporting Program in collaboration with Cox Media Group. I'm Haya Panjwani, digital audio reporter and producer with the Associated Press. Reporting for the story is in partnership with Investigations intern Deja Garner and Investigations data journalist Aaron Kessler. For more on the story about crossing guards, visit apnews.com.